Chad Woodward and John Widmer. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, January 13th. We'll tell you about a deadly shooting in the Wichita area yesterday.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. The body of a missing man found at Lake Afton has been identified. That story just ahead.
Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It is 36 degrees here on this Tuesday morning. A man died after a deputy-involved shooting southwest of Wichita. It happened about 5:30 in the morning yesterday as deputies were responding to the report of a shirtless man holding a handgun in the road near 55th South and Hoover Road. Deputies did locate the armed 32-year-old man near the intersection, tried to de-escalate the situation for several minutes. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says the man then fired at deputies, striking at least one patrol car, and then deputies returned the fire, shooting the man multiple times. That man was taken to the hospital where he died. The Wichita Police Department is going to lead the investigation into this deputy-involved fatal shooting.
President Trump is applying economic pressure on Iran as the regime cracks down on anti-government protesters.
Iran's trading partners will face a 25% tariff on goods imported to the U.S., President Trump says, as he threatens military strikes over Iran's response to protests across the country. Still, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Iranian officials are reaching out to the administration to set up talks,
expressing a far different tone than what you're seeing publicly.
In public, Iranian leaders have warned U.S. intervention would make U.S. military bases legitimate targets. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Governor Laura Kelly will deliver her 2026 State of the State address to a joint session of the Kansas Legislature at 6:30 this evening. And that will take place in the House of Representatives chamber at the Kansas State House in Topeka. This will be Governor Kelly's final State of the State address. She is finishing up the final year of her second term in office.
A body found over the weekend floating in the water at Lake Afton has been identified.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office has identified the body found as that of 30-year-old Ian Shelton, reported missing more than a month ago. Shelton was last seen near Lake Afton on December 3rd. The man, reported missing, was believed to have been in danger due to cold temperatures. Detectives searched the Lake Afton area 3 days after Shelton was reported missing. The Sheriff's Office concluded organized search operations following days of large-scale coordinated efforts in and around Lake Afton Park and southwest Sedgwick County. The sheriff's office said that Shelton's cause of death is still under investigation. The case remains an open and active investigation. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Former President Bill Clinton is scheduled to be deposed today by a House committee, part of its Epstein Files investigation.
Clinton, the 42nd president, faces contempt of Congress should he opt at any point to not take part in this morning's deposition. It's to be a closed-door session. Former President Clinton was subpoenaed last August, along with his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Her scheduled deposition is set for Wednesday. The former president has been linked to Jeffrey Epstein through social appearances, photos, and documented donations, but Clinton has never been accused of wrongdoing in light of sex trafficking and other counts against Epstein before his suicide in 2019. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Last week, the Sedgwick County Election Office notified the Wichita City Council that changes impacting polling locations would affect over 26,000 voters in Wichita ahead of the March 3rd special election regarding a proposed 1% sales tax increase in Wichita. 11 of the county's regular polling locations won't be available. They also stated that the need for alternative polling locations increases the cost to hold the special election by $20,000, bringing the total cost to $170,000. That includes sending postcards with updated locations to the impacted voters. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu spoke to us yesterday on Woodward and Witt.
We learned about this on Friday morning, and I was very immediate to say that this needs to be shared with the entire community. So the communications department sent that information out, trying to get ahead of letting people know where those polling locations will be.
The city of Wichita will pay for the election from the city manager's contingency budget. They remind voters that a public workshop to discuss an administrative structure for the management and distribution of the collection from the proposed sales tax increase is set for 9 a.m. January 27th at City Hall. A group opposing the proposed 1% sales tax increase in Wichita, the Save Taxpayers Vote No Coalition, argue in part that the proposal is too big, too vague, and too rushed.
How do Americans identify when it comes to political parties? And that bear in California, the story that just keeps on giving this week. And our weather forecast is on the way as well. Woodward and Witt, here on Tuesday, January 13th. It is 8:05 here at KNSS.
Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
8:09 here with Woodward and Witt on this Tuesday morning. A survey suggests a record high of Americans are rejecting the Republican and Democratic parties.
A Gallup poll of more than 13,000 U.S. adults in 2025 finding a record high, 45% identify as political independents, surpassing the 43% measured in 2014, 2023, and 2024. The data suggests younger adults are more likely to identify as independents, finding 56% of Gen Z adults identifying as independents today compares with 47% of millennials in 2012 and 40% of Gen X adults in 1992. And more political independents say they lean toward the Democratic Party than the Republican Party, with an average of 47% identifying as Democrats or saying they were independents who lean toward the Democratic Party, while 42% identify as Republicans or lean Republican. Gallup saying this breaks a three-year stretch in which Republicans held an edge in party affiliation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Another California homeowner finds an unwelcome bear roommate, a roommate with a familiar face.
Once again, a homeowner must contend with a bear taking up residence under their house. This second home invasion, not far from where a 550-pound black bear was forcibly evicted from another where it had taken up residence for 37 days. California wildlife officials are now trying to determine whether this bear is the same one or whether it's a copycat, bear. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It's 8:10 here on this Tuesday morning with Woodward and Witt.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Well, things are looking okay. The traffic volume's getting just a little bit thinner in places out there. Still fairly heavy. We've got a lot of traffic right now on that road construction narrow ramp, northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96. And now we've got a stalled out vehicle on K-254 northbound. It's right around 45th Street North or Hillside in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies will start to cloud up this afternoon, but they won't stop. A 66 the high. Winds go northwest 5 to 15. Mostly cloudy. Could even see a sprinkle or two northeast of Wichita. Overnight low in the upper 30s, but it will be breezy, meaning a colder wind chill. And that's a cold front, so it's colder on your Wednesday. High 45 and strong gusty north winds. Back over to mostly sunny on Thursday and a high of 50. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the west, sunny sky. It's 36 degrees here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS on this Tuesday morning. Hey, we have a good online contest for you. If you'd like to go to the Wichita Area Builders Association Big Show, the home show, coming up later on this month, January 30th to February 1st, downtown at Century 2. This is the 72nd WABA home show. And if you'd like a couple of tickets and passes valued at $30 per pair, you can enter online at our website, knssradio.com. And that'll be pretty good. We'll have 10 winners randomly selected on Monday the 26th that morning. So each winner gets a pair of passes to go to the WABA Home Show. 3 days of home inspiration downtown. Explore builders, remodelers, artisans, specialty vendors. So pretty good deal. If you want to know more about the schedule, wabahome.com. But you need to get signed up at our website, knssradio.com. Message and data rates do apply. So get in. The deadline is Monday the 26th.
Always fun to explore.
No, the deadline is the 23rd. I'm sorry. 23rd is the final day you can enter and try to win those passes.
Yeah, the home show is always fun to explore. Lots to see.
Yep, it's one of Wichita's great annual events. And good grief, this is the 72nd. Yeah. That dates all the way back to the 1950s.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Always cool.
A woman in Virginia is in the news. Her addiction apparently is that she doesn't eat with her mouth. She snorts all her food. Her name is Catherine. She's from Virginia.
I don't have an aversion to chewing, but I have an aversion to the weird textures that come with food. I do not see snorting my food as a problem. I think it has a lot of benefits. No risk of choking. I don't overeat. I consume less calories. I have had bloody noses about once or twice, and that was more at the beginning. It has really no drawbacks, except nobody accepts my habit. Nobody accepts me for who I am.
Okay. How does she consume less calories? The caloric intake isn't going to change if you swallow it or snort it. The caloric intake is the same.
I imagine you may be eating less of it when it's basically going to be covered in snot most of the time.
Yes, but again, the caloric intake of the amount of food is the same whether it goes through your nasal canal or down your throat. That this lady is a crackpot. No wonder she says most people don't accept it because you're a loon.
Yeah. Yep. Don't want to be sitting across from her at dinner.
No. You know, honey, pass the mashed potatoes. I need to snort them.
Hey, we're going to go back to the 1950s. And, you know, one of the things that they were doing a lot seems back then, they were predicting it. Well, we always do this. Where are we going to be in the future? Where will the future take us?
Right, yes.
So you got all these predictions from the 1950s about what would be happening now.
Right, yeah.
Well, there are some that just, some pan out.
Flying cars.
Some do not pan out.
Yes, yes.
One of the things in the 50s, they were always saying jetpacks were supposed to be everywhere.
I'm still looking for mine.
We're supposed to have all these jetpacks so we would all be flying around, and instead of crashing to each other on the roads, we'd be crashing into each other midair.
Correct, yes.
So, jetpacks. It didn't help. I thought by the 1950s, they thought we might be living on the moon by now.
That's right.
The moon would have subdivisions and residential neighborhoods and vacation domes.
Or Star Trek phones, though, remember?
That has not happened.
You know, we still, the cell phones back then, they thought, and now we have those.
In fact, as we keep talking about the moon, we haven't been there since 1972.
That's right.
Haven't been there in 53 years. We're going back.
We're going back.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time. Predictions
Back to the Future said we'd had hoverboards.
Yeah.
We don't really have those.
No.
One of the predictions was that by now, women would be towering over men. A columnist wrote that women were expected to reach an average height of 6 feet tall thanks to improved nutrition and medical science, and that these superwomen would dominate the workforce. That was a prediction in the 50s. Another one of the predictions was that fusion would replace every other energy source by now. Scientists and policy writers thought fusion would be powering all our cities by the year 2000. But those reactors never made it. Huge budgets, decades of research, and it just really hasn't worked out.
A buddy of mine just texted and said that the moon is actually an extraterrestrial base, which is why we haven't gone back. See, the conspiracy theory for you right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody notified George Norrie.
Well, you see, back in what year was that they were making these predictions?
The 50s.
Back in the 50s? I imagine if they predicted that conspiracy theory would be more advanced than it is these days. We would have moved on from some of those old ideas like moon bases and, you know, flat earths and stuff like that.
We still have conspiracy theories.
And we'd be more sophisticated in our conspiracies, but they don't seem to have gotten any better.
No, trust me. There's still, most conspiracy theories are still that bad. Okay, what else?
Another prediction that cable would end commercials.
Yeah, don't I wish. Yeah. Now they just come on your phone.
Yeah. That did not come true.
No, it's even worse.
One prediction, the United States would fully adopt the metric system.
Okay.
Man. Jimmy Carter tried.
Yeah, he did. He did.
But it did not take hold. And machines would be able to do so much in our lives that we would have 3-day weekends instead of 2 days. That hasn't really happened either.
On the other hand, we have artificial intelligence, and look at how much AI can do for you.
It still is not giving me a 3-day weekend.
It's just not giving you a 3-day weekend.
It just put the wrong address on something it was trying to send me, and now I have to wait another 4 or 5 days for it.
Yeah. Well,
that's what AI's doing for us.
Helping our lives. It is 818 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Let's go see what's going on in sports. How about college men's basketball tonight in Lawrence? Big game for Kansas, as they are home at Allen Fieldhouse, hosting the number 2 ranked undefeated Iowa State Cyclones.
Let's go Hawks.
Cyclones come in at 16-0, one of 5 undefeated teams remaining in the nation. KU is 11-5 coming into this one. The Jayhawks are a 3.5-point underdog on home court at Allen Fieldhouse, a rarity. But Iowa State hasn't won there in 9 years. But it's an undefeated Iowa State club that comes in this year. Of course, Kansas head coach Bill Self rarely has 2-game losing streaks. 85% of the time under Bill Self, the Jayhawks win after a loss. Of course, they lost last time out. So we'll see if they win.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Coach Self has already piled on 4 more of those wins this year. 4-0 coming after a loss. And so that's what's up tonight. KU hosting number 2 ranked undefeated Iowa State. That'll tip off at 8 o'clock tonight, nationally televised on ESPN from Allen Fieldhouse. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Indiana Pacers win on home court. Beat the Boston Celtics 98-96. In the starting lineup for the Pacers, former Kansas Jayhawk Johnny Furphy with 4 points and 5 defensive rebounds. The Pacers lost 13 in a row. Now they've won 3 in a row, including that win over the Celtics last night. Maybe they're figuring some things out. Pacers are still at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas State quarterback star Josh Freeman. He's 38 years old today from Kansas City, Missouri. Originally, he was going to Nebraska to play for head coach Bill Callahan. But K-State head coach Ron Prince got him to change his mind and come to K-State. Freeman passed for a K-State freshman record, 1,800 yards. First true freshman to start a game at quarterback for K-State in 30 years. In his 3 years in Manhattan, he completed nearly 700 passes for more than 8,000 yards, joining L. Roberson as the only K-State quarterbacks to score at least 60 touchdowns. Freeman was drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the first round and spent most of his 6-year career in the league with the Bucs. He still holds 7 Buccaneers franchise records. And I had kind of forgotten about this. Josh Freeman had 3 straight 3,000-yard passing seasons in the early 2010s. However, never played in a playoff game. The Bucs never made the playoffs with Josh Freeman. There was one year they were 10-6, but they missed the playoffs on a tiebreaker. Happy birthday to K-State quarterback. Former quarterback Josh Freeman is 38 years old today. Happy birthday. That's sports here on Woodward and Witt, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring chili for a limited time. Ooh, hearty beef, no bean chili, perfect for lunch. Now available at all 3 WBC locations, East, West, and Historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer and chili made here. It is 8:21. Traffic and weather update is on the way, and billionaires are fleeing high-tax California. The Sean Hannity Morning Minute, next on KNSS.
Utah's number one talk. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:30 here with Ted Woodward and John Whitmer on this Tuesday morning. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It's 36 degrees. A bill being introduced in the Kansas legislature is aiming to make early school year starts a thing of the past.
House Bill 2409 would prohibit school districts in Kansas from starting before Labor Day. If signed into law, the change would take effect for the 2026-27 school year. The once common practice of starting the school year after Labor Day is rare today. A Pew Research study from 2023 found that school starts varied largely by regions. The earliest districts started in mid-July, with the latest starts typically in the first week of September. The bill, sponsored by Representative Bill Riley, a Republican from Wellington, says it allows schools considerable flexibility around this restriction, permitting them to continue offering extended school year programs, summer school, and school-related events like tours and open houses prior to Labor Day. A similar bill died in committee in 2024. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments today in 2 cases involving transgender athlete bans.
Idaho and West Virginia are asking the Supreme Court to overturn lower courts' decisions to block state laws banning transgender girls from participating in women's and girls' sports. Lower courts have concluded separately that the bans discriminate, quote, on the basis of sex and violate the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause and the landmark Title IX Civil Rights Law. It's not known how many trans athletes are competing in school or professional sports, but in 2024, NCAA President Charlie Baker said that of the 500,000 college athletes in the country, openly trans people accounted for, quote, less than 10 athletes total. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The 2026 Kansas legislative session began yesterday in Topeka. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson of Andover says there's a huge issue that needs to be addressed.
Probably the biggest thing we need to tackle is getting an amendment on the ballot, a constitutional amendment on property tax, because we are, everywhere I've gone around this state, that is the number one concern of the Kansas people. You know, we've got to stop, you know, rapid increases and try to figure out how to stop taxing people on an unrealized gain. So that's probably number one is property tax.
And Masterson appeared live yesterday on Under the Dome with Woodward and Witt here on KNSS.
The Kansas Department of Children and Families has identified 5 electronic benefit transfer terminals in the Wichita area that have been hacked. Devices were placed on them that allowed scammers to steal card information and PIN numbers. This after multiple reports of EBT cards being scammed in the Kansas City metro area last week. DCS officials have this advice to protect yourself if you do have EBT benefits. First, monitor your activity frequently. Freeze your card when not using it. Click on Protect My Account to block all out-of-state and online purchases. And finally, regularly change your PIN number.
This morning, the Wichita City Council will discuss funding for park and recreation projects. This is the first meeting on the council for the newly elected member, Joseph Shepherd. He's from District 1 in the north-northeast part of the city.
Canada's prime minister is in China today.
China is Canada's second biggest trading partner after the U.S., so Mark Carney visits Beijing hoping to strengthen relations, giving ongoing trade pressure from the United States. Energy, agriculture, and international security are also on the agenda. But there are likely to be some tricky conversations. Farmers and exporters have been hit by Chinese action against Canadian canola, and Canada has levied a 100% tariff on Chinese electric vehicles. China says it looks forward to deepening mutual trust. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Republicans are divided on President Trump's attempts to acquire Greenland.
Congressman Randy Fine introducing a bill to authorize President Trump to take such steps as may be necessary to acquire Greenland and make it the 51st state. President Trump believes the island has significant minerals and a strategic location for national defense. House GOP Conference Vice Chair Blake Moore, though, doesn't believe the cost to acquire Greenland would make for a worthy investment.
If you actually go and look at the information, the data, what it would require, I have not seen anything that would be a sensible approach.
Moore points out the U.S. already has a military base and the minerals would be hard to obtain because of the island's climate. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A popular toy company is releasing a new doll.
A new launch for Mattel. Its first autistic Barbie. The company calling the doll the latest expansion of its commitment to representation and inclusion. The doll was made in collaboration with the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network. She has a shifted eye gaze, is wearing noise-canceling headphones, and holding a fidget spinner. Some people on social media discussing the new doll responding positively, but some others weren't happy, pointing out being autistic is not how you look, it's who you are. The doll's part of the Barbie Fashionistas collection, which features a diverse range of skin tones, hair textures, body types, and various medical conditions and disabilities. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
It's 8:35 here on Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to give you an update, let you know something really cool coming up here at the end of the month. The Kansas Republican Party is having their annual convention. It's the final weekend of the month, January 30th, 31st, and February 1st, all at the Wichita Marriott. We're thrilled to be partnering with the GOP to bring in their keynote speaker on Saturday the 31st. Dana Lash, Wichita's KNSS's own Dana Lash, will be the keynote speaker. She'll be speaking at the Marriott, and Odyssey is partnering to bring her here. You can find information at kansas.gop. There's also information on the KNSS website and our Facebook page for more information. You can see Dana live. Tickets are available at kansas.gop. And you can hear Dana Lash here in Wichita coming up at the end of the month. Really cool to have Dana coming to Wichita. We're looking forward. It's 8:50 with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, our Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Semenoff. Now it's time for Three Big Things.
Three.
Supreme Court of the United States will hear a West Virginia case later this morning involving a transgender youth seeking to compete in girls' sports.
Two.
President Trump is floating a one-year cap on credit card interest rates at 10%. Accusing credit card companies of abusing consumers.
One.
Governor Laura Kelly to deliver her final State of the State address to Kansas lawmakers tonight at 6:30. That's Three Big Things on Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Let's take a look at traffic with Chad Chambers.
And seeing things in traffic right now, the traffic volumes are getting better out there. Traffic thinning here in the Wichita area. Still have some fairly heavy traffic eastbound on Kellogg, right around 119th and 135th Street. Just a couple of areas where we've still got fairly heavy traffic. However, things looking pretty good otherwise here in Wichita. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Thank you, Jad. Mostly cloudy today. High of 65. This evening, cloudy. Low of 42. Tomorrow, clear with a high of 46. Right now in Wichita, it's 38 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Right after Woodward and Witt, we have the Glenn Beck Program, of course. Special guest at 10:30 this morning is Alex Clark, host of Culture Apothecary, talking about the dark history of the food pyramid. It's Glenn Beck Program next after Woodward and Witt. Stock market is open. Dow Jones Industrial Average is already down by more than 0.5% on the day. JP Morgan Chase stock already down 2.5%. Delta Airlines stock is down 2.5% as well. Now it is time to get a Wichita Business Journal update brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success with Business Journal editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Aspen Funds is expanding its footprint in the Wichita area with another big industrial project. The Overland Park-based investor has purchased nearly 100 acres in Park City at 53rd and Hydraulic. That's right off I-135. The land was sold through an auction and is in a fast-growing corridor near major developments like Champtown and Park Center. Aspen hasn't announced tenants yet, but plans to build industrial facilities on the site. This adds to other Wichita area projects, including Iron Horse Manufacturing Park on the south side and new warehouses at Sunflower Commerce Park in Bel Air. With demand for large industrial sites rising, this latest purchase positions Aspen for more growth in the region. And a new way to fuel up is rolling into Wichita. Corey and Nicole Angston are launching Juiced Fuel, an on-demand mobile gas delivery service that works a lot like food delivery apps. The couple will kick things off with a soft launch January 19th, and the app goes live February 1st. Juiced Fuel will serve both individual drivers and businesses with fleets, offering subscriptions for regular customers. They're starting with 3 bright orange trucks and 5 employees, covering a wide area from Park City to Derby and over to Goddard. The goal is to save people time by bringing the gas pump right to their driveway or job site. Gas is about 10 cents per gallon above prices at the pump. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Yeah, get those Business Journal fleet of cars all juiced up and gassed up.
Boy, those Cadillacs need a lot of gas, don't they?
Especially that one that has the Texas Longhorns on the front of the... Yeah.
I drive that one, yeah. Sometimes our publisher, John Eck, takes that one out, but usually it's mine.
That's what I thought. All right, it's a good idea to keep you guys...
Is that the one with the horn that does plays the, you know, here we go in the land of cotton horn, you know?
Yeah, and deep in the heart of Texas.
There you go.
That's another option.
Yes.
Yep.
Happy birthday today to Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, from Seinfeld.
She is 65 years old today.
Okay, now I feel old.
And I kind of feel
Go ahead, Ted.
I kind of feel like she's like the magician Merlin, that she's going backwards through time. Because if you look at her in 1985 and you look at her now, it's like, what is going on?
Yeah, she was on the Thunderbolts, the most recent
great
Marvel movie, and she does look good.
She never ages.
One of the few actors who has been in multiple successful sitcoms.
You are
Ted
correct.
Ted Danson's another one.
Yep.
But there are not many. There are very few who have been able to do that over the years.
Usually when you get that iconic role, you're just stuck for
Bob
the rest
Newhart
of your career.
Was one of those. Bob Newhart was able to do that. But yeah.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus. Hey, it's her birthday. She's 65 today. Happy birthday to her. Hey, Kirk, we appreciate your time this morning and your great business information, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You got it.
When that big Cadillac pulls up in front of the Business Journal and gets things going for another day. Hey, we're glad you've been with us here on this Tuesday. Thank you so much. Of course, we'll have more great stuff for you tomorrow, so you need to tune in for that as well. Thanks for listening to Woodward and Witt. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity's show, and news updates all day with Woodward and Witt here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Thank you, John. Thank you, Jad. Everybody, have a great Tuesday.
Have a good day.